Information security incidents began pretty much as soon as the internet became available. In the summer of 1982-83, six teenagers in Milwaukee were getting bored in the summer. Now, one of these teenagers had access to a computer, and the boys figured they might as well try to do something interesting with this computer. So what they did was, they followed instructions in magazines to hook up the computers to a phone line, and they thought it would be interesting and fun to see what computers they could connect to. At that time, the computers in various high-security establishments were all new, and the system administrators of these computers were not very well aware of how they needed to secure their computers. What was the result? These teenagers were able to access about 60 of these very high-profile computer systems, including the one at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Now, this was obviously scary to a lot of people because it showed how our infrastructure was vulnerable. These kids have become famous as the Gang of 414s, which is named after the area code around the Milwaukee area. When the incident became famous, especially after a Newsweek magazine cover story, the U.S. Congress held hearings on computer security, which led to the passing of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986.